If you're showing what could be seen as controversial material, what some people would say is, hey, well, you know, what you should do with that is it's fine in a gallery space because you can have a door that people choose to walk through, and you can have a thing outside saying, please read this notice first before you walk through that door, and then it's your choice whether you go in or not. But what I think is interesting is when you put it in a public space that isn't a traditional art gallery, you're immediately changing it. People are going to happen upon that, and that's why I think that's an interesting debate. And what I'd be very interested to hear about is what people think about that. We've had people saying this is great stuff for teaching students, for creating debate and discussion, so you've got supporters like that, and then you've got people who say, hey, I don't want to see that kind of stuff. We've had some complaints of people who have seen a part of the exhibition, and because the interpretation isn't immediately obvious, they've taken their initial reaction.
And so that
has caused offence for people. And then, you know, so there is a responsibility with that, but it's how you balance all that, isn't it? And I think what is really interesting that's happening now and is bringing the exhibition alive is people engaging with it and discussing and debating and sharing things and adding things, and that's what's happening now. The exhibition is continuing online.
Last week I had a guest from the Theatre at the Bill, which is also incorporated in the university. University started to be like a centre of Bradford nowadays, especially with all those causes, like University, Gallery 2, now this exhibition, Theatre and the Mill. So the university started to be more open for the people. And as well, it's where the unions are and where the People's Coalition Against the Cuts are meeting as well. University kind of started to be symbolic even, or very important for Bradford.
Well, that would be nice to think that that is happening, actually. And that is exactly what a university should be doing, in my opinion. You know, I know the university has been very interested in trying to find different ways of engaging with the town as well, you know, so there is a will there amongst all sorts of different people working at the university to connect, to make those kind of connections as well with the city in all sorts of different and interesting ways. That whole sort of censorship thing or the taking down is around issues of causing offence, but it's also around the issue of interpretation and how people interpret things.
Of course.
And it's about art in public spaces and what's happening with that. And I think, you know, we're all on a learning curve in the way that we approach the whole thing, and we have to sort of be very careful about how we do that. I think if people want to find out more about that, there's a lot of information on the Facebook page that goes through the whole thing that happened there. So, and if people want to see the images that were taken down, they can do. There's links to that on the Facebook page as well. I think that's where people should go to find out a bit more about how people have felt about that. Because we've also obscured some images that were offensive as well. So the key to the censorship has been about causing offence. The university prides itself on having a sort of a very strong equality and diversity policy, but within that, obviously, you know, there's going to be kind of different reactions to what causes offence, and then what do you do about it? So I think it's healthy debate. I think it's the kind of debate that we should be having as well. And if we can do it through artwork, even better. And, you know, I have to actually just applaud the Punch team, Punch Records from Birmingham, who have actually devised this exhibition and who are handling the curation of it online on the Facebook page in a very interesting, responsible and open way. And I think... I think they're a great team to work with. They will be coming up in the process of during the duration of this exhibition, which goes on till the end of April. What we hope to do as part of the re-exhibition of it in Bradford is involve creatives in Bradford, people like you and the Art Farmers, if they want to come along. Hi, Art Farmers, if any of you are listening. Get involved in the Facebook page and add your ideas, and let's see what we can do whilst it's on to create more debate, discussion, artists' response to struggle, keep the debate alive and going.